Now, time for Mission Magazine's Coach's Corner, featuring Roger Price, bringing out the best in your brother through coaching. And now, here's Roger Price.
Welcome to the Coach's Corner, a place to grow as a Christian leader. I'm your host, Roger Price, and today I'm going to talk about faith and courage. Now, if you were with me over the past couple of weeks, you know I've been talking about our greatest fear, and I believe that's the unknown or uncertainty, and that the answer to the greatest fear, this unknown, is faith. Not only faith in God, but faith in ourselves and faith in our friends and family and other things. Now, my simple definition of faith is belief. So when I believe in someone, I have faith in them. When I believe in something, like my car or a bridge, I have faith in it. So when I believe in God, and I also believe in God's promises to me, that's faith in God. Now, conversely, when I don't believe in someone, when I don't believe in something, I lack faith in them, and all of a sudden that creates fear. So what does it look like when I lack faith? I worry, I have anxiety, I lack trust, and I start to get a controlling kind of behavior because I just can't trust either the thing, like when my car breaks down, or another person that either I don't know them well enough, and so I get anxious. Now, I think there's two types of beliefs or faith, and that'd be called preferred, my preferred faith, what I hope that I really believe, and then what I actually do believe. So I think my actions reveal my real beliefs, and my words reveal my desired or preferred beliefs. So when I say that I know I have nothing to worry about, God will take care of me, and I say those words, that's showing what I really hope I believe. But when I start to worry about whatever, you know, retirement or my job or my family, when I have that fear, I'm showing that that faith isn't really deeply embedded in me yet. So I lack faith, and it shows up as fear. Now, let me talk about where courage comes into all this. Courage is the thing I use when I have to admit I do lack faith. So again, if I'm worried about my job, losing my job, and maybe it feels insecure in these tough times, and I say, but you know what, God will take care of me, but I just can't quite get there, I can choose to act in courage and say, I'm going to act like I do believe that I have nothing to worry about. Now, of course, I want to do my job well, and I want to make sure that I'm doing everything I can so that my job is secure, but I choose to not worry. If I'm doing that just because I really believe, then it's a faith thing. But if I'm doing that in the face of fear, then that's courage. Now, I believe that courage is one of the great ways to step on the path of faith. Let me talk about driving across a bridge. If it's a bridge I've driven across going to work every day, I never think twice about driving across a bridge. So I have great faith in that bridge. I don't even think about it. But if I'm driving for the first time across a rickety old covered bridge and it's making noises, real weird noises when I first get the wheels on the bridge, for me to go across that bridge is probably going to take some courage. So that first time I do it, I get across and all of a sudden my courage turns into a little bit of faith. Now, if I go across that bridge a second, third, fourth, fifth, by the 10th time, I don't need courage to go across that bridge anymore. I've built faith in that bridge. So the same thing is true with God. If God has made me promises, but I find myself not really believing it, now it takes courage for me to act in the face of that fear. It also takes honesty to admit that I am feeling anxious, that I am fearing. My belief is that the more times I step up in courage to do what my preferred faith tells me to do, my actual faith will grow. You may remember a quote that I shared last week with you that came to me from a good friend, "Feed your faith and starve your fear to death." I love that quote. Feed your faith and starve your fear to death. I believe one of the greatest ways to feed your faith is to act courageously on your preferred faith so that it will become your actual faith. So I challenge you this week, think about what you could do to feed your faith, especially when it comes to courage, and act on it. Give it a try. And then I would also encourage you to feed your faith in other ways, maybe more time in the Word with God, maybe more time in prayer with God. But whatever you can do to feed your faith, it will starve your fears. If you do this, I know it will bless you. So next week we'll talk about another topic that challenges all of us to grow. I hope you'll join me. Until then, I pray that you experience God's rich blessings.